This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gene Chandler from 1964.
I feel like I'm going back in time to the time when I would love just sitting in the studio listening to this stuff and getting paid to talk about it. It was one of the most fantastic jobs I ever had in my life, in fact.
Good music.
Oh, yeah. It's great stuff. All right. So we have 7 at the hour. Good day time. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance they have for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV, your car. They got it. You need it. Call them at 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online to progressive.com and be helped right out. Talking this week about Joe Biden going to the executive closet, the executive suite, a move as an executive order focusing on artificial intelligence, safety, job security, privacy, all part of the vision that, now he didn't come up with this, his staff came up with it and he announced it. So I just was thinking about this as it applies to radio. We've talked about this as various, we've had experiences here. We tried a couple of things. James put some stuff into some, I don't know what you put it into, but my voice came out and it wasn't me with whatever it was that we were talking about. And you can see how that happens. Jennifer Horn tried it on her program a couple of times. I'm sure everybody on the radio has tried to figure this out and tried to figure out how it could be used as we go forward, right? So in terms of this particular executive order, the government says it's the first step to regulate artificial intelligence. And so as you think about it, and I think about it in my business, I wonder how it's going to affect us. Will we have some of it every day? There are some commercials that are being produced now that are using artificial voices that sound like human voices. Because let's face it, most of the voices on commercials that you hear, unless it's the host of the program or someone who's a celebrity that you can immediately identify, the voices are for hire. There are voice over artists, they call them voiceover artists, all around the country. I have a lot of friends on my Facebook page who are some of them do local stuff, some of them do regional spots, some of them do national spots. And this could all go away using artificial intelligence. That's just one thing, but it's kind of, I guess when I'm concerned about the news programs and what comes out of the news person, news man, news woman, how do you know whether the stuff that's coming out, the voices in the news is real news? Or is it generated by some artificial intelligence that could potentially mislead you or harm you in some way, right? Think about that.
If it's on TV and you see, I would think that you could trust it if you are watching the full story in its entirety on TV. It's when it comes to social media and people are sharing things around. And a lot of people do not do their own research. They trust the person who shared it and don't question it, and they just run with it. And a lot of times that person probably got it from somewhere else who got it from somewhere else, and the line gets lost, and nobody is checking to see if this is even real. And now the fact that people can have somebody else's voice, even have an entire image of somebody, a video of somebody that could be completely AI and not even realize it.
Well, I think there's that, but also in terms of, let's take talk radio, for example, and the stuff we already have, fraud and deception on the air. Look at Alex Jones, right? He was a fraud and deceived people. And then is there a way of creating that so that that can be done all the time by somebody? And then there's no, you don't hold anybody responsible. With Alex Jones, he got sued and he has to pay $1 billion in fines to the people who he offended. But if it's some AI-generated thing, well, who are you going to sue? You can't, nobody's going to, for incorrect information, or more importantly, the stuff I was thinking about with Halloween, the War of the Worlds, what happened on the radio in 1939. The fact that people thought it was real. It wasn't, but it felt like it. It sounded like it. And so AI could create that on the air at any time, all the time. So there's, in the proposal that Biden's come up with, this is one of the few things I think I've agreed with Biden on in terms of how to make sure you understand the lay of the land with this stuff. But it's a brand new game for radio and for media in general. And it can be very disruptive. These technologies are very, or have the potential to be very good or very bad. And so some people who are not particularly scrupulous run radio programs or radio stations could use this stuff to try to get a competitive edge over the other stations in the market or something. I don't mean there's any number of ways you can use it. But I'm glad that there is some stuff. I think this has to be really reined in. I don't know, you know, it's how are you going to rein in the Chinese or anybody else who wants to create havoc with this? They're not in America, there's no rule on them unless you can curb somehow the stuff that they use to transmit this. And that sounds like a sticky wicket in itself. Wow. What a can of worms, huh? Speaking of a can of worms, a lot of people are becoming concerned, Jay, about the Palestinian refugees and whether or not they will come to the United States. As the war goes on, there's certainly, I think the last figure I saw was like 1.5 million people have been displaced inside of Gaza. And they're not having an easy time getting out. The Israelis said, get out before we attack, but there's no safe way to get out. And so if they can get out, where are they going to go? And the immediate answer to that from a lot of folks is, yeah, go to America, or go to France, or go to England. They oftentimes go to Spain. They don't oftentimes go to Italy, which is interesting. A lot of them go to Turkey. But eventually they migrate to Canada, to the United States. They're not going to go to Mexico. You can be sure of that. They won't go to the islands of the Caribbean because most of those independent islands have very strict rules on who can come there. You know, if you're going down and you're a tourist, that's one thing. But getting in there, just tough. We need to learn a few lessons from that. So I don't know. I'm sure there's somebody dealing with this sort of thing. There are a number of Palestinians and folks from the Middle East that come here, and just like other folks come from other parts of the world. And I say as long as they can contribute and do something that's good for the country as well as good for themselves, then let them come. Mm-hmm. If they can't, then don't. You can't come here. You're not going to contribute. You're going to suck off. Nope. Matthew Perry. Now, of all the people who have weighed in on what happened to him, I see a couple of this jerk on Saturday Night Live, who is a washed-up comedian that took a shot at him, thought he was funny.
A former writer. Mm-hmm.
Ah, what a jerk. Anyway, so but everybody's weighing in, including the pickleball coach. Matthew Perry's pickleball coach has apparently been interviewed because he was the last person to come in contact with Matthew Perry in his life. So after the pickleball game, he went home and got in the hot tub, and that was the end of that. So everybody wants to interview the pickleball coach. I suppose, right? What are you going to learn? Well, his last moments were spent playing pickleball. Okay. Isn't it?
Well, then he went home and sent his assistant on a quick errand. And by the time the assistant came back home, it was just too late.
Well, but I'm making a point in terms of people wanting to get in on the action, right? They all want to feel part of the story. And, of course, the main part of the story is how sad it was, and the lesson that can be learned by doing vigorous physical exercise and then jumping into a cold shower or jumping into a hot, either extreme, really cold or really hot. If you don't have a really strong heart, it's going to have a negative impact on you. And certainly Matthew Perry didn't have a strong heart after all the drugs and stuff that he used for all those years. It took a toll on his system. I still thought he was a good-looking guy, frankly. I thought he, you know, he came across as being someone who, if you look at him, he always had a nice tan and he looked
he was so enjoyable.
Like, yeah, right.
It was so heartbreaking that he really was so tortured, and he just brought so much joy to people with his work and his craft. And, of course, Chandler being on Friends was iconic, but also Fools Rush In with Selma Hayek and the whole 9 yards, the whole 10 yards with Bruce Willis. It was just always so much fun to watch. 17 again?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think all the cast of Friends has now come out with something, haven't they?
Their joint statement. And they pretty much said what everybody would expect them to say, and it's the truth that they weren't just castmates. They were a real family. They just lost their brother.
Yeah. Yeah, the word they used, I think, was devastated. Yeah, they were. And that's what made the show. People could tell. You can tell the chemistry of people. You know, when you go to a movie or watch a TV show, you can tell who has chemistry and who doesn't. And that sort of bleeds through to the longevity of the show, frankly. Billions has just wrapped up 7 seasons, and if you look at the last, I was watching the last episode last night, and the camaraderie, you knew these people worked well together. Another great example of it is Blue Bloods. The same cast for as long as the show's been on the air. And you can tell that when you watch them sit around the table for the dinners, it's one of the highlights of the show, but you can tell that they like each other. Right? That's the kind of stuff that we're talking about. And that certainly was embodied by Friends. All right, 18 after, this is Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Time for us to turn to social media and get a handle on some of the insight from the inside, if you will. Some of the folks, the connection between Google and Apple and Facebook, all these people know one another. You got to think sometimes, as is the case with this antitrust, these charges against Google, and Apple, and what the Department of Justice is contending, when you get to Google, for example, the company's name has become synonymous, right? How many times, Jay, do you say, I'm going to Google this?
Yeah, I'm going to ask my friend Dr. Google, or I'm going to check the Google bot, or I'm going to Google this. Nobody really says, I'm going to search the Internet for this. People say, I'm going to Google it. Whether or not they're actually using Google, but 9 times out of 10, they are probably using
Bing
Google.
They could be using, or something else. But yeah, Google usually comes up first. When I search for something and a bunch of things come up on the screen, I always click on Google to look for stuff, because it seems that Google Maps I don't like, but when you're trying to find something. But anyway, the Department of Justice says that Google pays off tech companies to lock out rival search engines, and that smothers competition, and that's why they're in court.
Mm-hmm.
The government says the payments from Google to others amounted to $26 billion. Wow. They spent $26 billion to keep other, but their revenue last year was $68 billion. So they spent a third of the money, if I'm reading this correctly, and I understand the charges here. Mm-hmm. The search engine is better than the competition. That's why we all use it, right? Because it gives us what we're looking for. Do we think about it as we're using it, as to what it leads to? I don't know that most people are that they're not that prolific in thinking things through. They just know they want some information.
It seems
and so
easy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. But they're paying people to, and they've got a lot of parties that are involved in this suit. These phone companies, for example, that are pushing them to the front of the line. It's like when you and I talk about how the search engine, what do they call it, search engine optimization, so that if something we've said on the air, you want to search it, and what we've said comes up first, and you can click on it, and you'll see the reference to the Good Day program, or to Doug Steffen, or Jay Kirshner, or whatever, whoever. That's the, I don't know, that's It sounds like it's not the American way to me, but it's...
Well, and it's monopolizing. They're paying to monopolize. Yeah. And, of course, the CEO is going to defend it, saying that their intent was just to make the user experience seamless and easy. Well, yes, but two things can be true at once, because it is seamless and easy, but also you were monopolizing everything.
Yeah, right, exactly. I just think when you look at this stuff and you see... I'm not a fan of Google. I'm not a fan of any of these. I don't know. I think I like of all of the CEOs here, maybe just because Zuckerberg is just a bore, and these two little worms from Google are just boring. Elon Musk isn't. So, yeah, you're kind of okay. Let's see what's going on with him, because he seems to be more. I don't know. He just seems to be more interesting. As much as I can give you. But this will be a long case. Government's going to spend a lot of your money. And at the end of the day, what do you think will change? That really is kind of what's on my mind here. When you get up in the morning and you're brushing your teeth and you get an email from your boss, hey, find out about this. James might get that from me. Hey, let's get this piece of music. Let's find the sound. Right? You're not thinking... whether you're going to go to Google or not. James isn't going to say, oh, I better go someplace beside Google because they're being sued. No, you're not going to do that. And even after the trial, you're not going to do that. You're going to use Google. And so whether this goes anywhere or not, right? I suppose it's a bad effort.
Yep.
Right. 28 after the hour.
Was Santa generous? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can sell gift cards you're not using at cardcash.com and giftcards.com, where you can also buy discounted gift cards for almost anything. If you're planning a major purchase, consider buying now because prices are rising. And if you see PMI on your mortgage statement, that's private mortgage insurance, which you can cancel if your principal balance is below 80% of your home's value, which it may now be thanks to inflation. Ever since the COVID shutdown, we've been suffering supply chain issues, and nothing is in shorter supply than what you see in the mirror. The help wanted sign is everywhere, so ask your boss for a raise. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The number of Americans killed in the attack by Hamas on Israel is up to 36. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told lawmakers while testifying before a Senate panel yesterday, a handful of Americans are also believed to be among the more than 200 hostages taken prisoner by the terrorist organization Hamas. Microsoft is rolling out its new artificial intelligence feature called Copilot. Microsofters say it can handle human-like text to answer questions and write emails, just like OpenAI's ChatGPT. On the PC, they claim it can open apps and turn on Bluetooth. The new feature is part of a major update to Microsoft Windows 11. Former Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is the new U.S. ambassador to Israel. The Senate confirmed Liu in a 53-43 vote yesterday. Liu's confirmation comes as the conflict between Israel and Hamas continues. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Commercial radio program that has commercials but doesn't sound like it's a commercial radio program, although it doesn't sound like public broadcasting. I don't think anybody would confuse what we do here with PBS. I don't think, anyway. Listen, maybe sometimes things get a little fuzzy here, and sometimes that's good, sometimes not so good. But I think you have to have, frankly, talking about that and trying to inspire people, which is part of what I have on my mind when I'm on the air with Jay. Doug Steffen, by the way, with the Good Day program, and Jay Kirshner. I try, whether it's obvious or not, sometimes maybe more obvious than others, I have a clear goal with each portion of the program. Sometimes I do wander off, Jay smiling to herself. Sometimes I wonder, after I've spent 10 or 15 minutes trying to make a point, if it's taking me that long to make the point, I'm not making the point. right? I mean, I think that's kind of obvious. If you can't make a point in the first couple of minutes of a conversation where you stand on something, then you are probably, if you keep searching for where am I going with this and what am I trying to say, probably
I don't think
it's
about the
best.
Jokes.
Yeah.
Like if you have to explain the punchline, then it wasn't a joke.
Right.
Like those kind of things. Yeah.
The ones I did with Halloween in mind.
No, those were beautiful. Yeah. Those were my
You like those? Okay. Mm-hmm. Glad you like those. Yep. Portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. You get the parts, the service you need from the pros. The PPPers, the triple peers at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Who are the triple peers? The professional parts people. At O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Yeah. Speaking of autos, General Motors has joined Ford and Chrysler. The strike is over. People working for the big companies, happy to get back to work. And they actually did pretty well. They were looking for 40%. They got 25, 26, 27% over 4.5 years. The union members are, I think, voting to ratify in the next day or so. So the national spotlight is off them. They go back to making the things that they make well. We're happy to have all these cars and trucks made in America. Want to keep that going. We have to keep an eye on what it costs. But when I realized the other day, this is a statement, actually, from the lady who runs General Motors. Her name is Mary Barra, B-A-R-R-A. She said they had to balance the needs of the company with their employees. And that's thoughtful. She also pointed out, and I think I thought this was pretty historic, it was a mind blower. She said the amount of money that they're getting in their raise is equivalent to what they made 22 or 23 years ago, back in 1999, 2000. They were making hourly what they got in a raise this year. Is that, do you understand what
That's
I'm saying?
That's telling, yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Telling about a lot of things, about how they want to keep jobs in America, also the inflation rate, you know, stuff like that. Not, I don't know, just find it kind of interesting. That's what it is. It's interesting, and maybe if you're working in a small business and you're trying to figure out how to get a raise out of your boss, you know, go back and look at what you were making if you're in the same company in the year 2000, and let's say you were making $5-6 an hour, right? And you're now making $16 an hour, and you want a raise. Can you ask the boss for $6 an hour? You can ask. See where it gets you. I just had to do a round of stuff with people on the farm because it's awfully hard on the farm to, you know, make ends meet. It doesn't make any difference what kind of farming you're doing. So, I mean, no matter what it is, I shouldn't say the farming stuff is very obvious because people are understanding how they've disrespected those people who raise the food and provide you with good quality food to eat rather than the crap that's available in a can. But then when you look at the radio business, it's fallen apart since 1996 with the advent of the act that was passed by Congress to liberalize or supposedly to fix all the problems there were in the various communication worlds. But in that stroke of a pen, it legalized or opened up the door so that a company could buy as many radio stations as they wanted. And as a result of that, we have much less competition. Stuff that's on the air is not anywhere near as good as it used to be. And the economics of it is very challenging compared to what you said. It's just the way a lot of businesses are done.
Oh, absolutely. And now with AI, where it's basically taking people's jobs, and it's just an automated voice saying the name of a song and the artist, and then moving on.
Yeah, that's it. All right, here's the story of an Illinois man who pled not guilty in the stabbing of a six-year-old Muslim boy over the Hamas-Israeli conflict. His name is Joseph Zuba. He stabbed this young fellow, 26. What is the matter with you? You creature, you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the matter with this? What? How do people? You're going after a six-year-old boy because he's a Muslim? What the hell's the matter with you?
Yeah, went for the mother and the son. They're calling it a targeted attack, and this guy has the audacity to say, nope, not guilty.
Yeah, all right, good for him. I hope he fries in hell. Anyway, it is what anybody, no matter, I don't have to go through it, right? Well, I mean, what else is there to say? There are a lot of Palestinian militant groups that are sort of sub-Hamas, if you know what I mean. There are a lot of wannabes now that are turning up. It's Hamas and Hezbollah to a lesser extent, but the Israelis going after Hamas strongholds. And so they're trying to make some points. I see that there have been some videos showing three hostages, one woman going up. These are Israeli hostages going after the Israeli leadership because they didn't protect them. What do you expect? They've probably the guys. This happens. This is the oldest trick in the book. This shows you how mindless the people are in causes like this. They're so immature. They're using these old tricks. Okay, get in front of the camera and tell everybody how bad the Israelis are, or I'll shoot you. Okay, so what are you going to do? You going to let them shoot you, or are you going to get in front of the camera and say, those damn Israelis, they're responsible for this whole thing? What would you do under the circumstance? I'd probably say...
Well, I mean, humans are hardwired to want to survive, that a lot of times the more justified side, or the thought-out, the well-thinking side, kind of it gets quiet because, what is it, the amygdala? It says survive in any way, shape, or form, and even if that means doing what you're told.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That has happened time after time after time. So here's something that was disturbing. We might as well do all the disturbing stuff together, right? This guy, I was looking at... there are two or three stories that's floating around of this guy who was up in a Ferris wheel, right? He's obviously got ill intentions. Guy's covered with body armor, and he's heavily armed. So he goes, and this is an amusement park in Glenwood, California. I'm sorry, Colorado. He gets into the Ferris wheel and goes up. He's loaded with... I mean, the guy's obviously got intention to do whatever he can to make harm at this amusement park, but somehow he had second thoughts, I'm guessing, because he killed himself up on the top of the Ferris wheel, right? He had a semi-automatic gun.
Yeah, they're still
gun,
investigating, but he handguns. Was found dead with all of these handmade explosives on his person, in the car, in his vehicle...
Yeah. So, again, is there a day that goes by? This is really the consideration. This is really the thought pattern. Is there a day that goes by that there isn't something like this going on somewhere in our country? Maybe elsewhere around the world, but, you know. So, this is the better side of human nature. All right, we'll have a comparison, compare and contrast. Compare this story to the last one. The story of Shannon Pinkerton, who has discovered the truth about who her parents are. Parents run a group home for children with special needs. So this couple adopted six young men. All of them have Down syndrome. And the lady... The mother said, this is Shannon Pinkerton, who's 52 years old. Her husband's Troy, is 56. They've adopted six children with Down syndrome in the last, 15 years? And their mantra is, everybody deserves a family. And boy, isn't that true. Think of what we would be like if we didn't have a family. If some sort, whether it's a blood family, well, I had a second family on the farm, and they were probably the most influential people in my life growing up. So these people have a little farm in Wyoming. I think is it Wyoming or Colorado? Wyoming.
Wyoming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They have chickens that they raise on the farm, and they've taught the kids about what grows, what life is about. But imagine the challenge of having one child with Down syndrome, never mind six.
And if you,
so what must these people be made of?
Well, and a few of these young men were already in their 20s when they were adopted, and it kind of is one of those things that we discuss. We've discussed a lot recently, I feel like, of children who age out of the system and what happens to them. But I don't think that there's much thought over special needs children who age out of the system. What happens to them? And so when you have these 20-year-old, 20-something young men who have no family, completely without... And these amazing people who are like, nope, you're coming home with me. You are going to be part of our family. Yep. Everybody deserves a family.
All right, here's another family story, not quite the same. A mother went to court to get her two adult sons out of their house. They're in their 40s. She's 75. The two sons are living at home, and she was sick of it. They weren't paying rent, so she threw them out. They kept coming back, so she went to court, and the court sided with her. She filed a lawsuit to have these two kids, they're men, 40 and 42, removed from the home. And the woman said her sons were parasites.
There's
a pair living. That's a story in The Guardian reporting the mother had asked the sons to live on their own. Neither of them wanted to, so they stayed, and she was paying all the bills. Hello, you're 40 years old, right?
She's
get
over
out of here. Jeez. Imagine if, well, I don't
cut
know.
The cord. Even
if you live at home and the parents are happy about that, then that's one thing. But, you know, if you're not contributing whatever and however and whoever, then get out 48 after the hour.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for a visit with Good Day Healther, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Why are you chuckling? You chuckled just then. Are you chuckling because I said something that amused you? Or are you just chuckling because you have trick-or-treaters at your door? Why are you chuckling? What's the story?
Your show is completely entertaining.
Is it? Well, that's because we have people like you who are on the program, right? You have a lot to say, and some of it's entertaining.
I like your shtick. I like your presentation. I like the way you move and constantly cover several topics in the time. I would only be covering one on my show. Uh-huh. I find you very interesting to listen to.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Jack Stockwell from Salt Lake City, being heard here. We have the presence of Dr. Jack is something that I cherish, actually, on Good Day Health, because he has so much focus on news that makes sense. Now, it doesn't make sense to everybody, because some people are addicted to drugs and pills and that sort of thing. But I think, when I say pills, I remember my father telling me when I was trying to get him more on vitamins and blood thinners and stuff when he'd had a couple of strokes. He said, I take enough pills every day. And that's the attitude of a lot of old-timers. They don't know what the pills are. They just know they take a lot of them. And so one wonders, you know, under the circumstances, if we don't lose people sometimes just because of ignorance, right? Just because they don't know what the difference is between the simplest things like the nutrition that comes from, we use standard products, standard processed products, and then all natural stuff versus the processed stuff, the things that come out of a can instead of out of the ground.
For example, 100 years ago, heart disease was virtually unknown. It wasn't even in the top 10 killers in the early 1920s. And from 1920 to 1960, it became the biggest killer and still is. Mm-hmm. And one thing that is absolutely, you can draw a graph of heart disease incidence and the incidence of removing whole grains from our diets and putting in refined flour instead. Yeah. So when refined flour and breakfast cereals started showing up that are about as full of nutritional value as an empty can is, this is when we started suffering from heart disease, cancer, several other things. Yeah. And any place around the world where indigenous people's natural diets were replaced by bringing in enriched flour and breakfast cereal type of foods, disease exploded. Simply be, not that those things cause disease. Those things are so devoid of the vital nutrition that the body needs that over time, the malnutrition problem starts showing up.
All right, let's emphasize that again. It's not that you're having the bad stuff. It's that you're not getting enough of the good stuff.
Amen.
To an effect, it sounds like, counter what goes on. For example, the bad carbs. There are the good carbs and the bad carbs. And so I was thinking about Matthew Perry and what he didn't have in his system. Probably a lot of the stuff that we're talking about here, and that's ultimately what killed him.
Good carbs are made by Mother Nature. If Mother Nature didn't make it, like bagels, breads, tortillas, breakfast cereals, pastries, pizza, rice cakes, waffles, white rice,
he's ruining everybody's diet.
It does not belong inside the human body. If Mother Nature made it, it looks like something Mother Nature made. It looks like a plant, or it looks like an animal, or it looks like something that ate that plant that transfers the energy from the sun into the soil, into that plant, into your body. But when it goes through the processing of food plants, like the major food producers, by the time it hits the shelf, there's nothing left there except something that will fill your belly with artificial flavors to make you think you're eating food. And as a result, your body slowly dies a miserable death from the onset of various diseases that's nothing more than a manifestation of massive malnutrition.
And heart disease is one impact. Cancer is another. You know, I'm looking at there was a side story about the city of Los Angeles and the bagels that are made and sold there versus the New York bagels. And I think to myself, what are we doing? I had bagels my son's birthday last week. We had bagels for breakfast. I never eat bagels because it's like putting a big load of dough in your stomach.
Well, it is. It is.
But it's
couple of hundred grams of carbohydrates right there. More than your body needs on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And, you know, bagel, fine.
Yeah,
but not every day.
No, heavens no. All right, check out Jack. Good Day Health Show podcasts are available at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. This is Good Day at 59 after the hour. Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller at Calitrin.
This product is all about healthy weight loss, so there's no drugs.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.